Dreamscape presents A Muddied Murder by Wendy Tyson, narrated by Laurel Merlington. 1. Early mornings at Washington Acres were dead quiet. It was usually Megan Sawyer's favorite part of day, a time when the farm's inhabitants went about their daily routines silently, ghosts in a tranquil pre-dawn landscape. Today there was a disturbance in the air, an almost palpable sense of something amiss. Megan had felt it as soon as she climbed out of bed at 4:45, and she felt it now as she was checking on the last set of tomato seedlings. Standing in the old den that doubled as a nursery, Megan was thinking about the day ahead when something outside the window caught her attention. She paused, straining to see from her spot across the room. The sun had just risen, bathing the farm in a milky bluish glow, muddied by a cold, steady rain, and all that was visible was the hazy outline of the trees on the horizon. "You're imagining things," she thought. Still, a shudder ran the length of her spine. She blamed it on the chill of the morning. Returning to her work, Megan ran a finger down the stem of a seedling, grateful for the full set of leaves on its thin stalk, and blew on it gently to strengthen the young plant. This set was strong enough to be transplanted outdoors. She adjusted the grow lights over the plants and sprinkled water on the seedling. She needed to get the tomatoes outdoors, alongside the broccoli, spinach, and other vegetables she planned to offer through the farm's store in town and at the local Saturday farmer's market. Tomatoes would be a big seller, she hoped. This task complete, Megan walked to the room's east-facing window and gazed through the glass at the curtains of rain pummeling the ground. No, it wasn't looking good for planting. Ah, well. This new life was certainly teaching her patience. Mother Nature had her own opinions about timing, and she wasn't hearing appeals. Megan stretched, yearning for release in her tired back and arm muscles. Less than 2 years ago, she'd been tied to a desk, living in Chicago and defending big companies from environmental claims. She shook her head. Life can certainly take a turn. Megan cracked open the window and took a deep breath, trying to wash away a building sense of unease. The earthy smells of rain and dirt mingled with the scent of her grandmother's baking bread wafting from the kitchen. Cinnamon raisin swirl today, her stomach rumbled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?